update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Boogs. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Hello.
Welcome back, Tone. And as always, our moderator, AJ.
Good evening, boys.
We have Monty the Italian. He is back on the Luck Changers podcast. We're so happy to have him. He's going to break down UFC 262. So, Monty the Italian, spill your guts.
Hey, Paisans. Hello and welcome. It is your boy, Monty the Italian, your guest co-host, trying to get you the toast at the end of the night. Welcome back, you guys. I'm here to run down a huge card for you guys. We have UFC 262 coming up this weekend. The lightweight belt that is vacant. Khabib left. And now, who is going to get it? Will it be Charles Oliveira or Michael Chandler? Oh, it's going to be an exciting main event. But we have a stacked card from top to bottom. And if you guys hear my fish tank, bear with me or you'll end up in it. All right? Easy. Whoa, wait. Boom, cannoli. All right. Let's go ahead and get into this first fight, guys. We have two guys who both are in their second stint with the UFC, which is pretty interesting. We have USA's Sean Soriano coming in with a record of 14-6, taking on fellow American Christos Jagos, who's 18-8. This one is going to be really fun to watch. Both these guys, really good grapplers. I do expect a good portion of this one to take place on the mat, where I think Christos Jagos is going to have the grappling advantage. The thing about Jagos is, bad gas tank. This guy can fade within, the second round and definitely in the third round. So if you're looking for a way to bet this one, I would go with the over still, regardless of Jagos' gas tank. If you want to go 2.5 on this one, that is probably the best bet. But if you need a pick on this side, right now, Christos Jagos is sitting at this moment. Earlier, he was the biggest favorite on the card. He's actually fell to the second biggest favorite on the card now. He's at minus 220. I do think he gets the win over Sean Soriano. Me and Slim both agreed on that one. So Christos Jagos at minus 220. Not bad value there as the second biggest favorite on the card. As you guys can see, the odds are not very big on this card. I mean, great matchmaking from the UFC. You're going to see a lot of close odds in this card, and it's going to be a tough one to call, but I'm going to make sure we get you guys some money at the end of the night. All right, let's move on to this next fight that's taking place in the 145-pound featherweight division. We have two USA fighters again. It's Kevin Aguilar coming in with a 17-4 record as he takes on UFC newcomer Tucker Lutz. Starting with Aguilar, this guy, when he came into the UFC, looked really well-rounded. You know, I thought this guy had really good wrestling. I thought his boxing was really crisp, but since then has not looked too good. He's currently sitting with a 2-3 UFC record. He came in 2-0, and then he's lost his last three. Now, granted, it was against good competition, but when you lose your last three fights in a row, you got to worry about the form that the fighter is in. I do think, though, this guy knows he's got to get a win, so Aguilar will be coming out swinging. But Tucker Lutz, this guy lost his first career fight. Since then, he's railed off an 11-fight win streak, none more impressive than his last one on Dana White's Contender Series. He actually fought on the Contender Series twice and won both of them by decision. He's usually looking for the stoppage, but if he doesn't get that stoppage, he does have that gas tank and the know-it-all to be able to go three rounds and win a unanimous decision. I do think this one goes over. I don't see a stoppage in this one. So over 2.5 again is another good bet. And then as for the pick itself, right now, Tucker Lutz sitting as a minus 125 favorite. Kevin Aguilar as a plus 103. That one, the line could be even closer than what it is right now. That is a tough fight to call. Me and Slim both went with Tucker Lutz, though, and I'm sticking to that. Tucker Lutz at minus 125 should be able to get this fight done and win by decision. In the next fight, in the women's flyweight division, we have Gina Mazzani taking on Priscilla Cachaera. The American Mazzani coming in with a record of 7-4. When she first came into the UFC, you know, when you watched her, you could tell she wasn't very experienced. She still had a lot to work on. She switched camps recently in her last fight. Probably her best performance we've seen yet. Definitely the best version of Gina Mazzani. I'd like to see her maintain that momentum, but she will have a tough out here in Priscilla Cachaera. Cachaera hasn't had the best go in the UFC. She started out 0-3, but all three of those fighters that she lost to were good. One of them was the champ, Valentina Shevchenko. That was her first fight in the UFC. But her last time out, she did get a knockout victory in just 40 seconds. So Cachaera showing she does have that knockout power. I do think that's the only way she's going to win this fight is with that knockout power, because she doesn't use too much volume when she strikes. She just throws like really powerful uppercuts. She does have a nice overhand right. But if she's going to win this one, it's only going to be by knockout. I think Mazzani has the wrestling and the grappling to take this one into deep water. It's going to go past the 2.5. We get another decision, 3 in a row, and Gina Mazzani is going to win this one. Right now, Mazzani is sitting as a minus 225 favorite over plus 180. Priscilla Cachaera, Gina Mazzani at minus 225 is the biggest favorite on the card. I got to tell you guys, I can't remember the last time I've seen a UFC card where the biggest favorite was only a minus 225. That is outlandish. It's just going to be a really tough card to call, like I said, guys, but I'm pretty confident with this one. I'm going with Gina Mazzani. I am going to tell you, she will be on a lot of my parlays this weekend, but she isn't going on Monty's Bulletproof Parlay of the Day. We're going to keep her off that one. Those last three fights that I just talked to you guys about, that is the early preliminary card. You can watch that on ESPN Plus and UFC Fight Pass. That will be beginning at 6 o'clock, I believe. I think it's 6 o'clock. If I'm wrong about that, I do apologize, but it's somewhere within that vicinity. Maybe. Yeah, it's probably 6 o'clock. All right, anyways, let's go ahead and get into these four preliminary card bouts, which you guys can watch on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Starting in the middleweight division, a disagreement by ANA MMA. You know what? I just realized I lied. Me and Slim did not both take Christos Jagos. I took Jagos and he took Soriano. We both took Lutz. And then I took Gina Mazzani, and he took Priscilla Cachaera. So, yes, you guys heard that right. Slim took the two biggest underdogs on the card because that's how Slim rolls. My co-host is off the chain, I'm telling y'all. Anyways, let's get into this preliminary card. Sorry, guys. In the middleweight division, we have two fighters from the USA. It's Jordan Wright. The Beverly Hills Ninja is this guy's nickname. He's coming in with a record of 11-1. When you watch this guy, this guy weighs 185 pounds. He's a big, tall guy. And when he strikes, it's impressive. I mean, this guy has a really good karate-type stance, keeps his hands down a lot. He throws really unorthodox strikes, and it works really well for him. I mean, we've seen this guy land spinning heel kicks. He just has a really unorthodox style of striking, which is going to be interesting because his opponent, Jamie Pickett, coming in with a record of 11-5, Pickett is a more orthodox striker. You know, he is a little bit more technical when it comes to boxing and kickboxing, whereas Jordan Wright kind of has like a taekwondo karate style, and he'll throw the weird spinning stuff from distance. Pickett will get in your face and throw punches in bunches. We've seen him do it before. That's how he punched his ticket into the UFC. His last time out, though, didn't look the best as he took on the then undefeated Tafan and Chukwi. I do think, though, Jamie Pickett, this one's tough to call. I do think Jordan Wright will be a good mixed martial artist. I think he's still a little bit young. I still think I need to see more of him on the ground. I haven't seen his ground game too much, and I've seen when he gets pressured, he doesn't do the best when he's fighting off his back foot. Jamie Pickett does put the pressure on fighters. I expect him to get in Jordan Wright's face, and I think he should be able to get this one done. But this is another one that me and my co-host Slim disagreed on. Right now, this fight is very close to a pick 'em. Jordan Wright sitting at minus 112. So he's the slightest of favorites over the minus 109, Jamie Pickett. So that's going to be a really interesting fight right there. Really tough one to call. I could see that one going under 2.5. Oh, actually, the over-under is 1.5 rounds. Wow. The over for 1.5 on that fight is minus 150? I wouldn't mind taking that, to be honest with you guys. I could see that one easily going over 1.5 rounds. That's my favorite bet of that fight. Over 1.5 rounds with Jamie Pickett and Jordan Wright. If you're doing, like an over-under parlay, that one has to be on it right there, I'm telling you guys. You could even add that onto my Monty's Bulletproof Parlay of the Day if you're trying to get extra lucky. That's my little bonus pick for you guys, all right? Let's move now from the middleweight division to the women's flyweights. And this is an interesting matchup. The sister of champ, Valentina. We have Kyrgyzstan's Antonina Shevchenko taking on USA's Andrea KGB Lee. This one's going to be interesting because both these ladies have very, very similar skill sets. I could see this one going either way, but I do believe that Valentina Shevchenko's older sister, Antonina, does have a little bit more when it comes to the skill set. I think Antonina should be able to get this one to the ground, oddly enough, because when you think of Shevchenko's, you think of Muay Thai, you think of striking. But Antonina has showed before she has won fights through grappling, which is interesting because she's lost fights through grappling. So it's kind of hard to gauge exactly where her grappling stands. But Andrea Lee, another well-rounded fighter. She's got good striking. She has an extensive career in kickboxing. So I'm really interested to see how this one goes. This is probably my toughest fight to call of the night. Definitely not going to be betting on this one. But right now, Antonina Shevchenko sitting as a minus 130 over the plus 105 Andrea Lee. Me and Slim both went with Shevchenko, if that tells you anything. And that fight to go over 2.5 rounds is at minus 420. Just everywhere. The over-under, the fight itself, I'm staying away from it. If you need to bet on this fight, go to Fight Props, Winning Method, and pick Antonina Shevchenko by decision. You can get that at plus 115. But those are probably the best odds you're going to get on that fight. That's just one of those ones you guys should probably stay away from. All right, enough about that one. Let's go ahead and get into one I don't want you to stay away from at all. This one is going to start Monty's Bulletproof Parlay of the Day. In the featherweight division, this one is going to be a banger. I'm telling you guys, be glued to your TV watching ESPN when this fight's on. We have England's Mike Grundy, 12-2 overall. This guy, an Olympic caliber wrestler. I don't think he ever wrestled in the Olympics, but he won a lot of international wrestling competitions for England. He represented England, and I'm telling you guys, this guy's grappling is unbelievable. He's got outstanding wrestling, and I believe all of his stoppage wins, let me double check myself on this. Yes, all of his stoppage wins, except one, have came by submission. His only loss in the UFC so far, too, is against a guy who is undefeated currently, Movsarev Loev, who's just an outstanding striker, outstanding grappler. So, you know, that one was a tough loss that I can't hold against him. But he will be taking on Lando Venata. It feels like Lando Venata has been in the UFC for so long now. But the thing about Lando Venata is, all right, he came into the UFC. His first fight was against Tony Ferguson, okay? That's how highly they thought of this guy. Then he beat John McDessie. He lost to David David Tamer. And then the rest of his record goes draw, loss, draw, win, loss, win, loss. So you'd think, like, oh, he's probably due for a win, right? Probably, but I just don't see it in this fight. I really do think Mike Grundy's grappling is a huge problem for a lot of people in this featherweight division. I think he's probably probably top five overall grapplers in that division. Mike Grundy, I see him getting this one to the ground. If Lando Venata can stop a couple takedowns, wear Mike Grundy out a little bit and start working his striking, Lando Venata has been in wars before. This guy has a gas tank. This guy has seen a lot of really, really good fighters. I mean, he's got the experience. He's got the UFC experience. Will it be enough? I don't think so. I like Mike Grundy in this fight. I think Mike Grundy goes in there, grinds this one out. I like it for over 2.5 rounds for sure. You can get that at minus 180 right now. But when it comes to the pick itself, give me Mike Grundy at minus 130. Loving those odds. I think he should be more towards like a 170, 200. He's sitting at minus 130 right now. If you can hop on that, do it, you guys. Definitely want to get him locked into your parlays before tomorrow. All right. So we got one more prelim for you guys, and it features a legend as he takes on an up-and-coming prospect. It's Ronaldo Jacare Souza, 26-9, taking on Andre Muniz, who is 20-4. Both of these guys are Brazilians. Jacare, of course, the former title challenger. I mean, this guy has fought the best of the best at 185 pounds since 2008, 2009. Like, this guy has been fighting the best of the best for over a decade now. Now, in his five fights, he is 1-4, okay? He has not been in the best of form. But two fights ago, he did face the current champion, Jan Blachowicz. The current light heavyweight champion, Jan Blachowicz. And he lost to him by just a split decision. A lot of people did think he won that one. He lost to Kelvin Gastelum by a split decision. So, I mean, if he got those scorecards right there, he could be 4-2 in his last six. So, you know, it's kind of tough to... Split decisions always do not count anywhere near as bad as a knockout or a unanimous decision loss to me. And then on the other side, Andre Muniz, a well-rounded grappler himself. I mean, this guy's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. I believe that Jacare is like a third or fourth degree Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. But Andre Muniz, these guys kind of have the similar game plans. I think Muniz does have more pop in his hands. I think he has the more powerful punches. But I just honestly, I'm so interested to see what happens if this fight goes to the ground. Does Jacare still have what it takes, or has Father Time finally caught up to Jacare? I think Jacare still has it. Slim picked Andre Muniz. Right now, Jacare is the slightest of favorites at minus 115 over the minus 106 Andre Muniz. Overall, betting-wise, that's a fight I would like to stay away from because I don't know how it would end. I don't know when it would end. I think both these guys are really dangerous. The over-under for is 2.5 right now. It's basically a pick'em on that one. I'd probably just stay away from that one overall if you guys can. If you need the pick, though, if you want to pick a money line, go with Jacare, I personally say. I think he squeaks that one out. All right, guys, so that was your prelims. Make sure you watch those, like I said, first three fights starting at... Let me just check this real quick before I'm totally wrong about giving you guys the time of the fights. Let me go to my handy dandy UFC app real quick. And then. The UFC card starts tomorrow at 6:30. You can get the Fight Pass prelims, which is ESPN Plus and UFC Fight Pass. And then those ESPN prelims start at 8 o'clock, so you can catch those on ESPN and ESPN Plus, like I told you guys. But if you want to watch this five-fight main card, you do have to have ESPN Plus, and you do have to pay the $69.99, I believe it is, for the main card. So let's go ahead and get into this thing, guys. We have, starting in the 145-pound featherweight division, my pick for fight of the night. This one's going to be an absolute banger. This whole main card has just banger fights on it. So starting with the American, Shane Hurricane Burgos, 13-2. This guy, some of the funnest boxing to watch in all of MMA. Very crisp, always down for a war, which I think this one just turns into an absolute bloody stand-up battle. Just leather being thrown everywhere. You got to watch this one, I'm telling you guys. Edson Barbosa, his opponent, the Brazilian, 21-9. One of the most exciting technical strikers that MMA has ever seen. This guy can throw wheel kicks. He's got vicious leg kicks. He'll go to your body. He'll go up to the head. He is absolutely outstanding with his striking. Edson Barbosa, one of the funnest fighters to watch, but wasn't doing so hot at 155 pounds, so he decided, let me go to 145 pounds. Well, his last time out, he looked outstanding at 145 pounds. Is this where he belongs? Is this where he's going to do some of his best work? Because his last two losses were at lightweight, and those were just by split decision. Like I said, I don't put too much stock into split decision losses. So I'm telling you guys, this is one I don't want to bet on it. I'm going to stay away from it as much as I can. The over on it is minus 190 for the over of 2.5. You know, there's a lot of value at plus 140 for the under. There is a lot of value there at under 2.5. If you got the guts, that is a good underdog pick right there at plus 140, the under 2.5 for Shane Burgos and Edson Barbosa. But overall, I'm staying away from this fight on my parlay. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this one. But my pick, I didn't even give you guys the odds on the actual fight itself. Right now, Shane Burgos is currently sitting as the minus 141 favorite over the plus 115 Edson Barbosa. So, if that's one you want to put some money on, you can't go wrong either way. I like both of the guys' odds in this one. I'm staying away from it. I'm just going to enjoy that fight. All right, moving on to the next fight. And you know, the websites I'm using have this order of fights mixed up a little bit. So if I mixed up any of these, I do apologize, guys. All right, let's move into the women's flyweight division. This one is going to be interesting to say the least. We have perennial top contender, the blonde fighter, Caitlin Chookagian. Yes, that's actually her nickname. Ranked number 2 right now. Comes in with a record of 15-4. One of the more well-rounded fighters in the entire division. She's got good technical striking, and she can hold her own on the ground. She is liable to get overpowered sometimes, though. She can get out-muscled. I don't think she will have the problem in this one, though, because she will have a pretty good size advantage over Vivi Araujo, her competition, who is coming in with a record of 10-2. Vivi, this girl has power in her hands. We've seen her knock out, in her debut, she knocked out Talita Bernardo. Man, I cannot talk today. With an overhand right, put her straight to sleep. Her only loss in the UFC so far is to hometown girl and former title challenger, Jessica Ai. This girl, man, she's really shown in her last couple fights, though, that she does have the ground skills as well, because she went against two of the best grapplers in that tie iron division with Montana De La Rosa and Roxanne Modafferi, and she did really well against them. So I think she showed that she can really mix it up any way she needs to, and I personally think she's going to have the advantage in this fight despite the size difference. Caitlin Chookagian will have the height, might have the strength, but I just think this one's going to be really tough to call. My co-host Slim went with the favorite, Caitlin Chookagian, who's minus 139. I went with the underdog, the plus 115, Vivi Araujo. She's my second biggest favorite underdog of the card. So if you're looking for one of my underdog picks, yeah, Vivi Araujo at plus 115. Oh, I'm absolutely loving that one. And then the biggest favorite odds-wise on this card for over, under, and money line fights is the over under for this one, and the over 2.5 is minus 455. People really, really expecting this one to go the distance, and I agree, but I do think Vivi has that knockout power in her hands as well, so it's tough to call, you guys. Tough to call. I'm staying away from that one. All right, moving on to this next one. In the bantamweight 135 pound division, we have Matt Schneel, as me and Slim like to say. He's 15-5 right now. The American will be taking on Brazil's Rogério Bonturin. Bonturin coming in with a 16-3 record. Starting with Bonturin here, this guy's got outstanding striking. I mean, he will throw power at you. He's got strong punches, he'll throw some elbows, but he's got the submissions as well. Most of his wins have came by submission, and you know, his last couple times out, he just hasn't looked that good. He lost to Ray Borg, who's not in the UFC anymore. And then he got knocked out in a stunning fashion by Kai Kara France at UFC 259, which was just earlier this year in March. So, you know, he hasn't looked the best as of late, but his opponent has been in outstanding form. He is 5-1 in his last six, Matt Schnell, that is. His only loss was to Alexandre Pantoja, who's a perennial contender in the bantamweight division. So, you know, Matt Schnell, it's crazy because since 2018, so his last five fights, I haven't picked Matt Schnell, not once. Straight up, I haven't picked him, not once. I picked him this time. I do think he has what it takes to win this one. I think Bonturin's just not shown the best form lately, and Schnell has been in form lately, so it kind of just boils down to that. The over under for that one is 2.5 rounds, and for over 2.5 it's minus 135. Staying away from that one, staying away from the money line too, because Matt Schnell's minus 165, Bonturin sitting at plus 135. I just think that one's really tough to call, so I'm staying as far away from that one as possible. All right, co-main event of the evening, my favorite fight of the day, and it's going to be the second leg of our Monty's Parlay of the Day. It's Tony El Kikui Ferguson coming in with a record of 25-5, one of the longest win streaks in UFC history, taking on Beneil Dariush, who is 20 wins, 4 losses, and 1 draw. These guys are just outstanding fighters. Beneil Dariush has been on an absolute tear lately. This guy has been knocking everybody out. He had 4 stoppages in a row at one point. Won his last one by split decision. So he's on this 6-fight win streak right now, and he has just looked the best we've ever seen him in his entire career. But his only losses have come to the best of the best. And Tony Ferguson, you guys, he's the best of the best. He's right up there. His last 2 losses were to Charles Oliveira, who will be fighting in the main event for the championship, and Justin Gaethje, who just recently fought Khabib for a championship. So, before that, he was just on an absolute tear. Beat Cowboy Cerrone, Anthony Pettis, Kevin Lee, Rafael Dos Anjos, Lando Venata, Edson Barbosa. I mean, this guy was on one of the most storied runs in UFC history until he ran into Justin Gaethje. Tony Ferguson right now is sitting as the underdog in this fight. And you guys, I can't tell you enough how I don't think that's right. I think Tony Ferguson as a plus 135 underdog is one of the most outlandish things I've seen in a while. Yes, I understand he's lost his last 2 fights, but it was two guys who could be fighting for the title right now. Beneil Dariush, he's been getting these good wins, but he hasn't beat anybody near the caliber of Tony Ferguson. I think Tony Ferguson comes out in this one, makes it bloody, does his typical El Kakui using the elbows, chopping Beneil Dariush up. And I see Tony Ferguson getting the win in this one. How he gets it done, I don't know. I do think this one probably goes the distance, which the over-under on the total rounds for this one is currently sitting at 2.5, and over 2.5 is minus 190. I do agree with those odds. I think that sounds about right. But listen, you guys, underdog pick right here, Tony Ferguson, plus 135. Throw that on the parlay, okay? Throw that on the parlay right now. Right, let's get into the main event of the evening. It's Brazil's Charles Oliveira taking on USA's Iron Michael Chandler. Starting with DuBronx, Charles Oliveira. This guy has been fighting in the UFC for over a decade now. He came into the UFC when he was 21 years old. He's 31 now. It felt like this was always kind of written in his in stone, like this would happen one day, like Charles Oliveira would get to this point. Most submissions in UFC history. This guy is a grappling ace if you've ever seen one. He works very quick, and the thing about Charles Oliveira is when he came to the UFC, his striking wasn't the best. He has improved so much on his striking, it's unbelievable. This guy really has such a well-rounded skill set, but his grappling, his jiu-jitsu, is one of the best you'll ever see. But the toughest thing for a jiu-jitsu fighter is a wrestler's hips. And boy, does Michael Chandler got some wrestler's hips. This guy has wrestled all his life. The former Bellator champion came over here. I told you, Charles Oliveira has been in the UFC for 10 years. He's taking on a guy for the championship who's fought in the UFC one time. Michael Chandler had one fight in the UFC, and he's fighting for the title now. Michael Chandler's an outstanding wrestler. He showed he has knockout power when he knocked out Dan Hooker, who's one of the better strikers in the entire lightweight division. If Michael Chandler comes out here in shape like he looks and he's focused, he can absolutely win this fight. But I do think Charles Oliveira, like I said, I think it's always been set in stone. This boy was going to win the championship one day. Charles Oliveira, I think it's his time. I think he's in his fighting prime. I think he goes out there and beats Michael Chandler. I think he gets it done by submission. But of note, Michael Chandler has never been submitted before, you guys. So, you know, it's a tough one to call. I'm staying away from it on the parlay. The over-under right now, you can get for the rounds over 1.5 is minus 190. If you go over 2.5 rounds, it goes to plus 135. You could get this fight going to decision. I mean, over 4.5 rounds is plus 255, you guys. That's some exciting stuff right there. I mean, those are great odds. I'm going to be throwing some money on that. This isn't going on the parlay, though. I'm going with Charles Oliveira. If it tells you guys anything, my co-host Slim went with Michael Chandler. So many disagreements by me and my co-host on this card. Just tells you how much of a tough one this is going to be to call, you guys. But you know what I say? I say you just go with your gut. Pick what you are feeling. But if you need Monty's parlay of the day to fall back on, we're going with two. I usually try giving you guys like three or four because I do like boosting those odds as much as I can. I'm going to play it very safe this week. We're going with Mike Grundy to defeat Lando Venata money line. And then we're going with Tony Ferguson, the underdog. We're getting a little ballsy here to defeat Beneil Dariush. We're going with money line. And like I said, if you guys want to get a little tricky in there, throw the over 1.5 for Jamie Pickett versus Jordan Wright. That'll boost your odds nice. I mean, it was sitting at 318 for what I just gave you. Throw that over 1.5 in there. It goes up to 599, almost double your odds. So, you know, however you guys want to do that, go ahead, win you some money. It's been your boy, Monty the Italian. Shout out to my guys, Luck Changers. I'm really sad that you didn't put me on last week. To win everybody some, or 2 weeks ago, to win everybody some money. Gave you guys a fire parlay. It's all right, though. They apologized. I accept it. I'm taking you guys off my whack list. You're all good. But other than that, make sure you guys go check out A&A MMA if you need any further information on these fights. We go extremely in-depth for them for A&A MMA. Shout out to my cat Spyro. I love my cat. He's super cute. All right. Other than that, boom, cannoli. It's been your boy Monty, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Hey, thank you so much, Monty the Italian. It's so good to have you back. I'm going to jump over all over that parlay you just mentioned for sure, without a doubt. So, with all that being said, you have to go and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all at Luck Changers Podcast, at Luck Changers Podcast. You can listen to us wherever you listen to your podcast. Obviously, you already know that now if you made it this far. Our guy Dan, you're walking your dog. You texted me already this week saying that, giving us a shout out about the whole thing. And we also have a email account that you could just email us questions. If there's a game on that night, you just want to kind of get our expert opinion about it. So that is at Luck Changers. Oh, wait, no, just Luck Changers Podcast at gmail.com. So, with all that being said, I am your host, Nate, my co-host, Tone, and moderator, AJ. We are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Adios.
Peace.